Good morning. We're learning Chayodim, Hilasitzes, Klal Yud Aleph. We're holding at Simon Chaf. I want to make a correction. I will share with you that I learned a lesson about doing mouth calculations and conversions from centimeters and millimeters to inches in your head. I said there were incorrect numbers for the length of an agoidal, for a agoidlim, and Yud Bez agoidlim, and I want to correct that. So, according to the Chazon Ish, we calculate the length of an agudel is an inch or approximately a little bit less than an inch. And by doing that, you're going to calculate 4 gudlin as close to 4 inches, and Yud Bez gudlin is close to 12 inches. The exact numbers, according to the Chazon Ish, would be that the agudel is 0.945, or basically the 0.95 of an inch, and therefore the final calculation for the 12 agudlin is 11.4 inches. So we're going to call it close to 12 inches. So when we said before that you have to have a third, which is should be gedil, and a third, 2/3, which should be psil. So we're saying that basically 3.8 to 4 inches should be your gedil, and then 7.6 to 8 inches would be your psil. Rambam Chaim Noah has a smaller shear, and according to his shear, the total length is about 9.5 inches, and then you would calculate 1/3 and 2/3 based on that and those numbers. But this is important for the next simon, which we're going to do, is talking about when the tzitzis, with one of the strings of the tzitzis tears, the level of kashas is the amount of kedei aniva, which we're going to discuss how many gerdlin that is. Okay, so let's start simon chav. Kiman de minatara ein shir la'orcha tzitzis, elamir abonim. We said minatara that there's no shir. Like you said before, in the name of the levush, as long as there's something hanging there, and all the shiurim are drabanan. Now, but I said before that at least the kadei aniva al kapanim hu minatara. However, the shiur of kadei aniva is definitely the rice according to the chayotim. L'chein im la'akar shehitul bebeged nifsa kolo onof. After you put the tzitzis into the begad, so when you put the tzitzis in, you have fulfilled your chi of the rabbanon to have them the full length. Now, the onof, which means shemachutim anifrodim, the tzitzis, which we called for the psil, the part of the tzitzis which is hanging loose, hanging free, if they tear off, lonishar ela gadil, and all you have left is the part which is wound about, so the Chayyarim says, "Hushas atchak she'en lo tzitzis acherim motu lo lavsha." So this is the machlokes between Rashi and the Rim, when the Gemara says the shear of kedei aniva, that if you the tzitzis tear and there's a remainder of kedei aniva, does that mean including the area which is wound, or it means after the area which is wound? It's referring to the kedei aniva in the free hanging, the loose hanging part of the tzitzis. So he's saying, in the case of Shas HaTchak, you have no other option. You can rely on the opinion of the Ri. The Rashi says that it has to be from the pre-hanging, and according to the Ri, it's even if there's only left of the Gedil, as long as it's the shear of Kedei Aniva, so the tzitzis are kosher. So Shas HaTchak, we rely on the Ri. And Mutal Lovshay, he doesn't have other tzitzis available, and he can't fix them, he doesn't have sits of strings to change it, so he would be allowed to wear it as is. But according to Rashi, you can't make a bracha on this, so by Suffolk, you would not make a bracha. Nor can you wear it out on Shabbos v'shus harabim. So I want to clarify this point. We mentioned it before, let's just clarify this point. We find sometimes that if you have a garment and you have something which is some type of an appendage onto the garment, something which is an accessory onto the garment, it's bolted to the garment, it's not considered carrying when a person would wear it out on Shabbos beyond the area of the Erev, into the Shazarabim, etc. So, for example, a person has a cleaner's tag inside of his jacket. We say that's not kosher, it's not significant. And it's bottled to your jacket. According to many poskim, if you have, let's say, a reserve button on the bottom of your shirt. So it's not really kosher. People don't really think about it. Most people, even though they're supposedly there to use them, people don't really focus on that. Right now, it's not important to the person. So it's bottled. So it's bottled to the bagot. But if you have something which is not, it is kosher, you can't say it's bottled to the bagot. So what about tzitzis? So the answer is, tzitzis, even though they're kosher, and when the tzitzis are kosher, they're there to service the bagot and make the and give the bagot the mitzvah of tzitzis like it's supposed to. So the tzitzis are not, the reason why tzitzis are not a problem of carrying them in Shabbos is not because they're not kosher. Tzitzis are definitely kosher, they're important. But the adarabah, they're in some way they're enhancing the bagot. They're giving the bagot the mitzvah that it needs. So that is a heter not of being bottled to the bagot because they're tawful, they're insignificant. It's because they're there as a noy in some way that they're enhancing the garment. The same way a person would wear a piece of jewelry pinned onto his garment because it's enhancing the garment. But if I have tzitzis which are not kosher, you cannot say that they're not kosher because they definitely are kosher. On the one hand, you cannot say that they're bottled to the beggar and they're enhancing the beggar because they're not enhancing the beggar because right now they're possible. So those, then it's considered that you are wearing a beggar and you're carrying the tzitzis. The tzitzis are not part of the beggar because they're not insignificant that they should be bottled to the beggar. They're not enhancing the beggar. They should be considered some way enhancing and therefore they're considered a part of the beggar. So you're considered carrying. So according to Rashi, these tzitzis are not kosher. So you're carrying these strings on Shabbos. According to the Re, it is kosher, so we'll not be considered carrying. So the Chayyadim says, I'm going to allow you to wear it, but to allow you to wear it outside into Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, when according to Rashi, this is would be considered the Malach of Hitzor, that's not going to be Moturutum. Okay, so let's leave that point here, and we'll pick up against Hashem tomorrow morning. Have a good day.